this turn here, go here. This thing appears to be going. Hello? Seems to be happening. This morning was very much not happening. But it seems like it's going. Hello, yes, hello. Hi. I'm here in the car. Doing my car things. Like driving. And like... I mean, that's about it, really. Just driving. Anime and wrestling, I don't know why anyone would talk about both those things. I mean, they're pretty different.
Compatible. my caliber. Mama told me pray cause God keep giving money, bruh. Get on that G6, I'm flying higher than the moon, bruh. Mama, I put go yard on my mama, girl. Every nigga not your partner, son. When you come, girl. All them bitches in your face, son. They all piranhas. Stay up out the way, but beat them if you run up. Mike Jack ain't his prime with Madonna. I'm just trying to bring her to my mama.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud.
Mama proud.
Yeah. I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make my mama proud.
Yeah, proud. Yeah.
I ain't trying to let my mama down.
No, no, no.
Yeah, my mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah, my mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah, yeah, mama ain't raised no hoe. Yeah, mama ain't raised no hoe.
Listening to Eminem's Shade 45.
Shade 45.
Shade's got the mass appeal, baby.
The hype.
The hype is rev.
Sirius XM.
It is Woman to Woman Wednesday. Yes, right, right here in the happy hour with me, HB. Only on Sirius XM Fly. And I ask the female police officers, probation officers, parole officers, correction officers, military officers to email me. Correction officers, I said that? Yeah. It had to be at SiriusXM.com. Send in your name. Tell me a little bit about yourself so I can salute you for Woman to Woman Wednesday. And that's exactly what Teresa Love did. Hey, Teresa, how you doing? Teresa said, hello, Heather. I've been a sworn peace officer for 22 years, 4 years as a correctional officer in a California state prison, and 18 years and counting as a state parole agent. Wow, Teresa, you've been doing your thing for so long. Stay safe out there and stay encouraged. I know a lot of these situations, you just got to use your judgment and use your spirit to do the right thing, right? I don't know, man. It gotta be tough. I love you, Teresa, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Enjoy the silence.
get the beat, and you got Swedish Eagle on First Wave CBS XM. I'm glad you could join me this evening. A lot of our First Wave bands are putting out amazing material for Record Store Day, which is going to be on the 21st of next month. That includes U2, who got Beck to do a remix, and he added some lyrics to a song called Lights of Home. Free yourself to be yourself, if only you could see yourself. Can't wait to hear that. There's also a St. Peter's string version, and the Beck version is called the Free Yourself, the Beck remix of Lights of Home, and that's from the Songs of Experience album from U2. I got some more classic alternative from U2 coming up after the late David Bowie.
In this intersection here. We'll be right back.
say my strategy is rough. I get smooth. I get smooth. I get smooth and fuck your whole head.
Girl, let me touch you there. I want to feel you. Girl, let me touch you there. Girl, let me touch you there. I want to feel you. Girl, let me touch you there.
Yeah. talk like I'm a little baby. The squad is crazy. The moon is out. I think it's time for a spin. The squad is crazy. The beat is in the drum. Like a little baby.
Yeah, let's just do what we do.
Alright, well, you know, before we're out of here, we're gonna do one last song for you. Dr. Octagon, new album dropping April 6th, Moose Bumps.
Hit me on Ultraman7000 Twitter, Cuban. I don't know, where are you? Go crazy!
Keith came in a bar late with, I think, the wrong verse, but
I'm destructive. With a handful of camel soup, I'm on the roof, yo, with the
Scarlet,
but... the push, money down the toilet bowl, Kim, yo, burn the target, that's right, get the baby some gumbo, bubble, yo, stick it in the spirit, the green light, the bug's on, check it out when I'm checking the shooter, through the plane, niggas with the arm pressed down, smelling funky, check out the junkies, spin, I'm a shotgun, I'm a shotgun. I'm shocked. Like a green red reindeer, dead line with a farm, travelating, having sex, mate with a baboon, with some motherfucking restaurant buffalo wings.
Okay.
You know what? Yo, Cuban, you know what you do?
Thank you.
What will we
break up after every show.
Daylight savings is already paying off for me. I'm leaving. I'm almost at the Golden Gate Bridge. The sun is still up. It's fucking great. So much better for, like, my mood, you know?
Dude,
yo, you want to do one last one? Fuck it. We can do one more.
That's if I remember. I'm going to try to remember this one. I'm gonna try to remember this one.
Got it.
I'm gonna try to remember this one. Cuban, you gonna go off scratch it?
That's the most appropriate name I can come up with.
I hate this kid.
This, I got a video for vicious advertisement. Check that out. We give it all kinds of treats.
And the arms and face of a man. That's the chap.
Holy jumping jackfish.
Are you coming to the spot? Yes. You've met the dangerous 28-year-old, 208-year-old. I've denied myself, Mr. Gerbic.
I myself, Mr. Gerbic. Half shark, half
man. I did this shit. Half man, half shark. Check it, my white eyes, my gray hair, my face is sky blue and yellow, that's right. React with my skin color lilac, my skin turning orange and green in a limousine. People think I'm mixed with shark, drinking gasoline. Underwater, I breathe and let loose my sleeve. Walking down Hollywood Boulevard with a credit card, the elegance behind me, feel my skin is hard. Transvestites, people watch face travel sites. I left this head on the store, legs in the street. The Wilcox, the blood dripping off my feet. LAPD through gray clouds couldn't see me. I first turned random, closed my eyes, my brain go. People got scared and ran away, they think I'm weird. Half shark, alligator, half man. Half man, half shark. Half shark, alligator, half man. Half man, half shark. Half shark, alligator, half man. Protoplasm, lightning bugs, honey pick on my tongue. Catch the spasm, green elephants. The zebra, my medication and mechanism. More than a dinner, psychic voodoo, African beast, night skins. Cold, shoot the medical passes you can't see. With hypnotical gases, two gases, my description dinosaur. I was made half shark, alligator, man. My skin raised the grade 707, Mr. Gerbic. Verbally, no one changed my thoughts. Animals fly from Philly. My appetite's more big, it's time for the wildebeest. And trust snow, seven eyes, switch like garlics. Stribble, scribble, the shrimp smack, gorillas pimp. Half shark, alligator, half bear.
Nope.
Half shark, alligator, half bear.
Half bear, half shark.
Half shark, alligator, half bear.
That's right, the power packs, bass flips and claps. Girl, all the water sit back in the sack. With your bow over ocean water, monkey sitting on ice. My life. This is your tanks in California. Half shark, alligator, man. Half shark, alligator, half man. Mr. Gerben.
Yeah.
Hollywood Boulevard.
We got enough. They, apparently they gave us an extra minute because they like us. You want to hear Hubert go on?
Hubert go on! Cuba! Cuba! Say 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 Cuba!
Cool Keith just shouting at you to do the R2-D2. Like, oh, okay, yeah, all right. I can scratch that for you.
Thank you.
I could be Luke.
Dr. Octagon, from the stage at Flood Magazine's Flood Fest in Austin, Texas. Sirius XMU covers South by Southwest 2018 through the weekend. More soon.
Because she comes from a background of MMA, I could see a scenario where down the road, if they somehow played it out, where whoever the champ says, Triple H, she said, I think I could take you, and they set something up really quick. That's kind of like, remember Diesel and Bob Backlund were boosh, the kick, he powerbombed them and won the championship. I could see her doing something like that, getting the belt, and I could see that making
her happen. No one's ever brought that up. You should call on the bus over and bring it open, and bring it up to them just to see what they say. I don't know, it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard. And at one point, weren't there some out there saying she could be Kate Velasquez? So who knows? Good point. All right, that's our daily debate for today, brought to you by the...
Paul held a dinner. And everybody came back from dinner, and somehow I ended up seated right next to Sir Paul.
So you were not going to get up and go to the bathroom. You were going to stay where you were.
Oh, man, I wasn't. And... I was so blown away by how the poor guy didn't even get to eat.
Right.
I mean, because questions, you know, he must be used to that. He was so given that night, talking to everyone, and he specifically told me a story about the band and Jimi Hendrix. And how they'd be looking for acts, they'd be looking for bars that were completely unknown, seedy, out of the way, so that they could get a little peace and time to themselves. And work would get out, and they'd have to find another spot. Now, these are the stories I can tell you. You know what I mean? I'm only, there's a code amongst these. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you the ones I know are okay, all right?
So they're all okay with us, Ben.
This one I think is okay. And he said, so they would end up switching bars every so often when they wouldn't get out where their heart was. And so this night, they found a spot. They're a little worried about it getting overrun. And so they're just about to pick up and leave. It's starting to get people are coming up. And all of a sudden, the guitar player comes up, he's rustled on stage, and then he said, there's a commotion. He said, there's like a haze. And the blast feedback, getting up to leave. And this guy kicks into Hey Joe.
And they sat back down.
Jimi Hendrix.
Wow. Hey, Ben, I wonder if this is one of the stories you can tell us. The year after the Lynch benefit, you end up recording with Ringo on the Why Not album, and the song he wrote called Peace Dream has quite a band there. It's Ringo and Paul with Joe Walsh, Gary Wright, and one Ben Harper. Did you guys record that all together, or did you do that in stages?
That was done in stages, and I came in kind of late in the game for that one.
Okay, but he saw something there, because he took you guys out on that whole promotional junket for that album, right? You guys end up doing all the TV shows and all of the promotional appearances for that album, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And a particular song there that I think kind of struck a chord with you, right?
Love You.
Yeah. That's the one Paul and Ringo do the duet on.
As good a song. It stands up with any Beatles song in my book.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Actually, you chose that one another David Lynch sponsored concert where they honored Ringo and of his whole catalog of work, right? I think that's the one you felt was the one, huh?
Yeah, I figured I'd go ahead and do that one in its entirety. Getting to tour with Ringo, though.
Play the Paul part. That's some big shoes to fill. We're talking with.
I heard about how unsyllable I was, but I wasn't.
We're talking with Ben Harper on the Beatles Fab Forum on the Beatles Channel. Dennis Elsis, Bill Flanagan, Tom Frank.
Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they. Saddle dogs, put the cream in the game. Put the money on the green is the lemonade. I'm a player on the late night tails. On these triple sets, shoot the prototypes and the drills. Living tests, rest the bar down to the skull. Ignorant shit, yeah, black out. Can I live? Hell, razors, they don't feel me. It's the death, ever taking that. Three dope boys in the Cadillac. Grave digger, kiss the death, ever taking that. She ain't on a nigga. Three dope boys in the Cadillac. Grave digger, money on.
Know me now, I'm the young Harlem nigga with the goldie sound. Can't open it, these niggas hold me down. Cooler, school me through the game, now I know my duty. Stay humble, stay low, blow like booty. True pimp, niggas spin a throw on the booty. All of my.
up, this is Phoenix here, and this is my guest.
To believe it's going to be Sammy versus Kevin. And let me ask you right now, Dave, at this point right now, does Sammy versus Kevin excite you?
No.
Why?
It just doesn't. It feels, again, like it's been there, done that. Like, you know, we've seen some kind of formation between Owens and Zayn, even them in the ring together for so much over the course of these months as this story's been going on. Just Owens and Zayn. And listen, even if you're excited about it, Bully, where is Owens and Zayn fall on a WrestleMania card? Think about it. This has been the main storyline on SmackDown for months. And when you look at the other matchups that we're going to get at WrestleMania in New Orleans, I don't see that as a major match, and when it was dominated the programming as long as it does, don't you think that match should be bigger than what it's probably going to be?
Well, to what you just said, what are the two most important matches on a show? The main event and the first match, the opening match. So could you see Sammy and Kevin going on first and getting the people hot and ready for WrestleMania?
It could be the first match. Yes, that's a possibility.
But as a standalone right now, you're not interested in the match. That's what you're saying. Do you think that's the match we're going to get?
No.
What match do you think we're going to get?
Shane McMahon has to be involved in this somehow. He can't have the beating that he took and him being really the focal point so many of these SmackDowns, and the way the SmackDowns have ended as well. Don't you think Shane somehow, some way, is going to find his way into this match?
I think that's the obvious way they're going to go. It's one hell of a beatdown from him to have to come back from, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but he's got a month to do it.
He does, but they were putting him in a neck brace, and we can assume that his ribs are at least fractured or broken. And yes, he does have a month. We'll have to at least see him on the last SmackDown before WrestleMania so the match is made. Let me throw something really wild and crazy out there, and let me stir everybody up that's listening right now. Is there any way that this turns into a tag match?
It's possible.
And who would Shane McMahon's partner?
Oh, boy, I have no idea.
I don't know exactly who I'm talking about.
I do. And listen, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to go there. Listen, I have been digging myself into that hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And here we are, what, 20-something days away from New Orleans. Do I really want to go down that road one more time? I mean, geez, Bully. I mean, he hasn't been on TV. He wasn't on the pay-per-view. We're going to see him next week because even though Shane McMahon had that beatdown, he did say before making that announcement for the singles match between Owens and Zayn that he's stepping down from being the commissioner. Daniel Bryan is back next week, but I have to say this. I don't think we're going to see him in the ring.
Okay, just wanted to throw it out there because Shane and Daniel Bryan versus Zayn and Owens would be absolutely monster on a monster WrestleMania as it is already. So I think that would get fans really stirred up.
All right, could it be possible that Daniel Bryan could be the special guest referee for their match at WrestleMania 34?
Absolutely, would have no problem with that. So since Shane relinquished himself as the somebody in charge, and Daniel Bryan's the only one in charge, he makes the match. He puts Shane in there, becomes some kind of a three-way last man standing, first blood, jump off the highest point in the building kind of match with Daniel Bryan as your special guest referee. I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah, so that is a possibility. And listen, this is something that we're going to talk about a lot with the Busted Open Nation today, 844-796-7874, Bully, because, again, we've talked about it. This has been the main storyline. I think it's been the main storyline, and it's really affected the rest of the show. Because if you look at the rest of SmackDown, what are the other big matches coming out of that brand? Obviously Nakamura and AJ Styles, but Nakamura and AJ Styles, I thought, took a back seat last night. This is still their big storyline. And as of right now, you're right, boy. As of right now, March 14th, 2018, as in regards to the WWE, we're going to see Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn in a singles match at WrestleMania. I'm just wondering if, you know, you asked me the question. I'm wondering if the WWE Universe and the Busted Open Nation is juiced for this match, especially everything that's taken place for months on SmackDown.
From a storyline and intrigue point of view, I don't know how interested I am. I'm interested more in just to see what they can go out there and do wrestling-wise, because I know Sammy and Kevin can have one of those really, really entertaining, fun matches. You know, they're going to lay into each other, and they're going to go out there and try to steal the show. But as far as a deep story where I'm really, really interested and intrigued, I'm not seeing it from that point of view yet. And I do agree, we're going to see Shane somehow, and it'll probably be one of those big crash and burn matches that Sammy and Kevin, along with Shane, will be able to pull off very well.
Yeah, and I think maybe it will be a match that we're talking about when we get past WrestleMania as one of the better matches, but it just feels like this story has just gone in circles. Doesn't it feel like we've pretty much hit every single thing you could possibly hit on when it comes to the relationship between Owens and Zayn? They hated each other, then they were friends, then they hated each other again. Now, after last night, they seem to be back on the same page. I mean, it's kind of confusing. Because where we were at point A to where we are right now is completely different, and I just don't know how excited I am for a matchup at WrestleMania. Yes, once they're in the ring together, Bully, they could make magic. Owens and Zayn are so good at what they do, and it is the biggest stage. And I'm sure coming out of last year, Bully, Kevin Owens has something to prove. You know, we saw it in that documentary on the WWE Network. Vince McMahon wasn't happy with the performance of Kevin Owens in his match with Chris Jericho last year. I'm sure Kevin Owens is going into this year's WrestleMania with something to prove, and I'm sure that's going to show once we get to New Orleans.
You know, you used a word that I don't agree with. You said that their relationship and what's going on is confusing. And let me compare it to some real life stuff.
Okay.
How about your relationship with Doug Mortman, or my relationship with my brother Devon? We sometimes we're the best of friends, and sometimes we can't stand each other. But at the end of the day, you know, we're boys, and we have history, just like you and Doug are boys, and you have history. So isn't that what we're seeing played out right now with Sammy and Kevin?
It's true. I agree with that. And they have that type of relationship where it's up and down and cold and hot. But at least there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and that light was the WWE Championship. If you're throwing Owens and Zayn in the ring just for the sake of throwing Owens and Zayn in the ring, and there's no championship to be had, then where is it going to go? Don't forget that this all had to do with that championship. You know, this whole structure of this story had the backdrop of the WWE Championship. That's not even in the realm of possibility right now, because you have Nakamura and AJ Styles. So you're throwing Owens and Zayn in the ring together when right now they seem to be on the same page. I mean, what's the end game with having a matchup like that?
Whether it's Sammy versus Kevin with no championship involved, or it's Sammy versus Kevin versus Shane, there's not going to be a championship involved. So no matter what road they go down, there's not going to be a championship involved. But does that mean you're not interested? I mean, there does seem to be something there with Sammy and Kevin, friends today, not friends tomorrow, they're back on the same page. And they've already planted the seeds at Fastlane, like they'll do whatever they have to do to try to one-up each other. It's going to be one of those matches for the sake of, you know, one of those type of matches on WrestleMania. Where are they going to go afterwards? They probably don't even know. But the Sammy and Kevin relationship is, it's interesting, it's intriguing. I wouldn't say it's confusing.
Okay, 844-796-7874. I want to get the take from the Busted Open Nation. Is this a match that you're excited for at WrestleMania? Where does this fall in the card with all these other big matchups? Bully's absolutely right. I mean, you look at this card. This is going to be one of the bigger WrestleManias in recent memory, just judging by what we have booked already. Where does this fall on that card? And are you excited for it? And where does Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon fall into this process? Don't forget, this has been your main storyline on SmackDown, to the point where I think it sacrificed other potential feuds and matchups as we get closer to WrestleMania. It's an interesting topic. 844-796-7874. And how about this? At 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be joined by Bill Goldberg, who, along with my tag team partner today, is going to be a part of the WWE Hall of Fame 2018 class when we're back right here on Busted Open.
Octagons, rings, square circles. We cover every shape of the fight game right here on SiriusXM Rush 93 and the SiriusXM app.
And I want to hear from the Mixler Nation. No, I don't think it works. I don't know. Maybe it works. Maybe. I'm almost home, and, like, it's still light out. Like, the sun has set, but there's still light in the sky. My automatic headlights, like, kind of just came on. Feels good. Daylight savings is good. Driving home and having it not be dark is good.
I'm a little silly with my submarine. I'm a little silly with my baby today. I just tapped out like you love to see. Love that shit.
still fairly cloudy out here. It might still rain. I don't know.
Sit down just to understand me. They asking what the plan be. I don't have a plan B. I told them, bitch, you got the work and just like candy me. I mean, it's hard, but it's sweet. I'm drenched hard in the streets. I break the law in the sheets. I make a call on the people. I know something you don't know. I'm gonna get some bad. I know something you don't know. Yeah. I'm gonna get some bad.
Animal status.
All right.
I'm going to go. Have a good Wednesday. I hope you wiggled effectively today on this Wednesday. I'll see ya in the morning.